Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Tan Sukera. Tan Sukera is the CEO and founder of PR, a media intelligence company based in New York. His experience working in the world's leading media intelligence companies, serving clients of all shapes and sizes, from startups and NGOs to Fortune 500, puts him at the forefront of global best practices, especially as it pertains to measurement and evaluation of communications. At PR, Tan unlocks valuable insights for marketing, social, public relations, and communication teams. The team solves the problem that even the world's biggest brands are guilty of, reporting for reporting's sake. In today's world, everyone has dashboards, data, and reports, but the shocking truth is that none of it really means anything. What matters is being able to answer the hard questions. So what? Why does it matter? What's the impact of your efforts on the organization? What about your impact on society, on politics, the economy? That's how communication leaders can move from having information and observations to actionable insights. Insights that make decisions making easier and aligned to your strategy. Well, good afternoon, Tan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is awesome. I appreciate you making the time. And we're doing kind of a late one tonight. Normally, I'm in Australia or Singapore or Hong Kong doing these, but this is so fun. I love it, Tan. Tan, we're going to jump right into the questions here, though, okay? So, first question I've got for you, could you share the journey that led you to found PR and how your extensive experience with the world's leading media intelligence companies influenced your vision for PR?
Sure, Brian. Oh, that's a great question. So basically, in a nutshell, for me, I have a background in the startup marketing agency space at home in Canada. And then I ended up moving out to the Middle East in Qatar, running a startup marketing agency. And I was fortunate that I was able to kind of live abroad for around 8 years or so of my life. And part of that journey led me to South Africa, actually, after Middle East. And what happened was it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that happened where I was actually able to become a news anchor on television in South Africa. And that was a really, you know, really informative, transformative sort of time for me. I learned so much about like the news and broadcast media and journalism, you know, South African politics, but really like things like dealing with media contacts and bulletins, rundowns, things like that. And so then while I was there, I ended up stumbling upon media monitoring. Now, for me, that was a very kind of a lucky thing for me because I loved it. My entire background with the marketing agency stuff and then the news sort of all came together with media monitoring. And I was, again, really lucky to be working with the leaders, head and shoulders above the rest in African media intelligence. And I really sort of like went right up to the top of their ranks pretty quickly, working with like all the biggest brands in Africa, from telecommunications to banking, automotive, like you name it, really any major sector. And so when it was time for me to come back home to North America, I felt like that was my calling. To this day, I still think that that was my calling, you know? So then what I did right away is I joined the ranks of Cision, for example. And then after that, I ended up joining even an independent heading up their insights department. And then I joined the ranks of Meltwater and had a lot of success like in Chicago and got transferred back over to Canada. I did a full 360, just sort of chasing the heights there of media intelligence. And now around 7 months ago, I ended up starting off my own PR and communications measurement consultancy. That's PR. And really, we're just tackling an elephant in the room. It's the fact that everybody's got data and reporting these days. Nobody knows what to do with it.
That's awesome. I love the story. We talk about everybody's story that comes on as a guest. And Tan, that's just awesome. I love how, and things happen, happenstance sometimes, right? And you fall into this, like you did as an anchor there in South Africa. I just love the story. And things happen because of that. And it's our passion, our curiosity that drives us to move. And we kind of fall in these little opportunities that I like to call, and that's just amazing. So I appreciate the share. And Tan, you've mentioned that despite the abundance of dashboards, data, reports available today, much of it fails to provide meaningful insights. How does PR help clients move beyond reporting for reporting's sake to actionable intelligence?
So it turns out that dashboards have low efficacy. It might come as a surprise to a lot of the listeners here who are in public relations and communications, who are using media monitoring tools or software. Now, don't get me wrong. It's built into the way, because in the end of the day, it's how information is being distributed, right? Like I remember back in the day when media monitoring would send you your clips, so the mentions of your brand in the media on like a USB stick or on a CD. And now, because of technology, the cheapest way to do it is distribution via software. And so what's happened now is these software giants, these tech giants run out of like San Francisco and like Silicon Valley, Chicago, place like that, are sort of the big behemoths in the space, right? Turns out, though, that when they just ship out on a dashboard or in software, like all your media hits and things like that, turns out there's a lot of misclips inside of that or false positives or not that much information when you interrogate it closely. And if it has information, often there's no insights. So it does actually, that data, it's like a big data, right? There's like this quote by Eric Schmidt at Google says like every day we create as much information as we did from 2007, from the dawn of civilization until 2007, something like that. It's like huge data that we're dealing with right now. Think about how many times brands are mentioned on social media or traditional media. So data requires interpretation. It requires an analyst layer to answer questions and to guarantee efficacy of the data in that process. So we basically need to sift through information to get to an insight. And the sieve, like the strainer, is asking the question, so what?
Wow. There's just so much data. And you highlighted that about the data. And now I can't even keep up, but they say like, I don't know how many petabytes are built per day. But people, again, I love how you, as I call it, air quotes, reporting for reporting's sake. And I know this being in technology is people just put up these dashboards to say, hey, I've accomplished something. We're tracking something that's meaningless, right? And I just really appreciate that you got the laser on this and you want to highlight the things that are broken. So I appreciate the share, Tan. And Tan, switching gears to the next question, the role of media intelligence is understanding public sentiment and market trends is critical. How does PR leverage technologies like machine learning and natural language processing to analyze and interpret this data?
I love this question. That's a great question, Brian. I think we can nerd out on data and analytics here for the listeners. So basically, in a nutshell, what we do is we cluster, we weight, and we interrogate the data. So we do something called PR coding. It's not to be confused with like computer coding. It's like going through mentions of that you're getting on your brand, your competitors, spokespeople, products and services, that sort of a thing, and kind of looking at it almost like in an Excel document and looking at the metadata that's associated with that clip and then going back to the source of it and starting to build out more and more columns of information. In other words, enriching that data. So using the latest sort of machine learning techniques, NLP techniques, and some proprietary technology that we developed in our nascency, huge thanks to our CTO, Ihab Soliman, but we were able to distill information really down to these like meaningful nuggets of insights. It's also worth noting though here that it's global best practice, right? So it's basically what a $1 billion company does, but I'm doing it with a team of like 5 to 10 people. And lastly, one thing that I would probably note here is that it's all aligned to standards that are outlined by AMEC. AMEC is the International Association for the Measurement and Evaluation of Communication. So we're all AMEC aligned. They're really the North Star of the entire kind of industry globally in media measurement and measurement of communication. That's really the holy grail for us. And so we take it very seriously to make sure that we're aligned to best practices and thought leadership that's coming out of AMEC.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. AMEC is in your group business is really your North Star and you've got to get that right. But nowadays with as much data as we talked about earlier, there's just no way humans can even come close to a thousandth of a fraction of a percent, right? To sort through all this data, and machine learning obviously, and some of the latest AI technologies that have come out have made such strides to keep up with the amount of data that we have to sift through. So thank you for sharing. And Tan, last question of the evening, would you give to organizations that are still hesitant to integrate media intelligence into their strategic planning? And how can they start to leverage these insights for competitive advantage?
So firstly, media intelligence is usually meant for companies that are not really worried about their survival, but rather are sort of, they care about reputation, things like reputation, competition, thought leadership, that sort of a thing. And so what I would say here is that social listening and media monitoring is actually really critical if you want to be competitive and you're in that situation. You've really got to zoom out and you've got to set the right goals and objectives up front, the right smart goals and objectives. And in your planning, you sort of have to reverse engineer, like, what does success look like, and bake that into the strategy. And then from there, I would advise to focus on things like topics, themes, and strategic messages to earn media coverage around that set you apart from your competition. So that's sort of in a nutshell. I don't know, there's a lot of steps there, but that's how small brands basically compete with behemoth brands, like giant brands. It's picking battles in a clever way, essentially. And you can only do that by first listening. And really, in the industry, we have this habit of, like, you know, some of my mentors, they call it SOS, sending out stuff, you know, but communications, it's two way. And we really need to listen more.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I've used that throughout my career, actually, by the way, is that communication is a two-way street. And that's so important, no matter what industry or what your role is. So I appreciate that. But also the fact that now with all these tools that have come out, the little guy can play with the behemoths as far as in this media space. Well, so I appreciate the insights, Tan. And Tan, it was such a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks for having me over.
Bye for now.